This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
Ah, the wonderful world of keyboards. We use them all day, every day, to get every kind of job done. Especially if you're a screen reader user, like myself, and a lot of you guys who are out there listening to this here podcast. Well, what if I was to tell you that there was a reasonably priced mechanical keyboard you could use wirelessly from across the room or even in another part of the house, and it's got astonishingly good battery life and the ability to be used as a standard USB keyboard as well, not to mention the fact that you can connect this up to multiple devices at once and switch between them as you see fit? Well, my friends, have I got the perfect answer for you, albeit with a few shortcomings. Well, my name's Jake Holt, and in today's Tech Talk demonstration, I will be reviewing and giving you my honest opinion on this device. So in today's review, I'm going to be demonstrating, and of course reviewing, the Drebo, that's D-R-E-B-L, Calibre Bluetooth mechanical keyboard with RGB. So first of all, let's get into a description of the device itself, starting of course with the back of the unit. This is pretty simple. On the back edge, you've got nothing but a USB port in the centre. And that's the standard micro USB. The cable comes included in the box when you buy this device. That's used to charge the device, and it's also used to power the keyboard so you can use it in wired mode as a standard peripheral for the desktop or laptop, depending on what you want to use it with. There's nothing on any other side of the keyboard, so let's move on to the underside. And that's very simple as well. You just got a label, a barcode, and on the top, right edge near the USB port, as you go down to the bottom of the keyboard, you have a recessed power switch, which is quite easy to find, and that turns the keyboard on and off. Now, this switch only applies for if you want to use it in Bluetooth mode. If you're going to be using it over a USB connection, you don't have to use the switch at all. It just works when you plug it in and charges it as well. Now let's talk about the keyboard itself. It uses a clone of the Cherry MX Brown switches. Basically, this is a lot better than your standard rubber dome keyboard affair where you've just got what they call scissor keys, where you've just got a rubber key switch, a rubber dome that the keycap actuates on, and they usually feel quite spongy, and a lot of people are used to them, but a lot of people, and myself included, who use the keyboard all day, do prefer the clickiness, the tactile feedback, and overall key response of an actual, honest-to-goodness, mechanical key switch, which is what this is. Now, it's not exactly the original Cherry MX Brown switch. It's a Dutemu, and it's, like I say, a clone switch, but I tell you what, it feels as close as you're going to get for the price of this keyboard to an actual Cherry MX Brown switch. You can also get this in there with blue switches and red and black and all that kind of stuff for the same price. Alright then, you might be thinking to yourself, well, what's the typing feel like? And I'm going to show you that right now. I'm not going to exactly open up any applications, the keyboard's off at the moment, but I'm just going to type a few keys and you can hear what it sounds like. And just, you can see what you think for yourself. So there you go. Now, to the shortcomings of this device. First of all, It's a 71 key wireless keyboard, which is great. You know, it's compact. It's you know, you can put this in your laptop case or in your bag along with your Braille notes or whatever devices you're planning on using this with. It's just a standard Bluetooth keyboard, and of course, I'm not sure if the latest Braille note supports USB, Bluetooth 4.0, but I'm assuming it does. Anyway, going back to the shortcomings, this thing, like I say, is compact, which means that it's missing a key row, a function key row, for example. There is a way around this, and that is the function key on the right-hand side, which is right next to your applications key or menu key. This thing, you hold it down, and you press any number you want, and that'll give you your corresponding F key, up until the equals key, which is F12. So it's kind of, you're going to have to get used to these weird layout quirks. If you want more information, if you want me to go over that in greater detail, just let me know. And I will do my best to get back to you. But yeah, the function key, like I say, it's all compact, so yeah, I'm missing a few keys, and you have to sort of double up on them. But that's literally it for compactness. You can use this with literally any device, you know, Mac, PC, iPhone, iPod, whatever, as long as it's got a Bluetooth 4.0. And if you're going to Windows users here, if you don't have Bluetooth 4.0 on your Windows desktop or laptop, you can buy for about £5 or something off of Amazon or eBay or whatever. You can buy USB 4.0 Bluetooth dongles. Or should I say, USB Bluetooth 4.0 dongles. Right, so there you go. That's my review of the Dreebo Calibur, spelled C-A-L-I-B-U-R. Wireless mechanical keyboard. Now, for one more thing, I'm going to open up text edit here. I'm going to turn the keyboard on, and it'll automatically connect to my Mac. And I'm going to open up text edit. I'm going to type a few lines, just so you can hear what it sounds like. Once again, just so you can hear that the accuracy of this keyboard is pretty stellar. It doesn't miss a key, and anything like that. There we go. So that's that, basically. That it literally got every single key press. 100% accuracy. No complaints. And another brilliant thing about this keyboard is the battery life. I've literally been using this non-stop for the past couple of days without turning it off, and it's still got loads of juice in it. Which leads me on to my final con. There's no way of knowing the battery life directly. There's no way of knowing how much time you've got left, you know, in terms of battery power. So you just gotta rely on your judgment, basically, for that. Oh well, it works. And like I say, this is Jake Holt for Tech Talk. This has been a review of the Dreebo Calibur keyboard. All links, I'm assuming, will be included in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.